have to take on any financial burden when they're partnered with one of our service dogs. Won't you join us in helping to save our veterans? Learn more at dogsforourbrave.com.
This is Patrick Kelly, and I want to introduce you to the Schnucks Athlete of the Week. Every week, Schnucks and 590 will highlight the story of a local athlete excelling both athletically and academically. Every week, you can vote through Wednesday on your favorite high school athletes of the week on 590thefan.com, and each Friday, the winner's unique story will be told. Voting will then start over the next week when a new athlete of the week is chosen. Check it out on 590thefan.com.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Hot Shots is adding Uber Eats to their delivery providers, offering free delivery all week. Order from them, DoorDash, or give your closest location a call to order through curbside pickup. Available every day, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Try their new combo packs, including the family deal with two burgers and sides and two kids meals for $30, or the couples deal with two burgers and a six-pack of beer for $25. Get all links and info at hotshotsnet.com/delivery. Hot Shots is donating 15% of all sales and 50% of merchandise sales to the Hot Shots Employee Relief Fund. Support Hot Shots. Support local.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA.
Still open.
America's the greatest.
Still open
land
for
of
business,
all.
For service. New Chevys. Pre-owned cars, like everybody else. Just not business as usual, just business unusual, I guess. But they're still there for you. Here's the man whose name is on the sign, ladies and gentlemen, John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. You
Good. You sound okay. Well, you sound better than okay. You sound great.
It's part of the act, I guess. Nobody wants to hear somebody come on and mumbling and grumbling and complaining. And I don't have anything to complain about, actually.
You really don't.
In the same mess everybody else is in, some affected more than others. But it looks like, we keep hearing this flattening the curve, it looks like right around the corner we may be starting to see the beginning of business as usual. Do you agree?
I agree. And I'm also one of the ones that I feel that this will, people will come out of this ready to get back to normal. There's some people that say, oh, we'll never get back to normal. That's a bunch of bull. Yes, we will. Okay. This is terrible. And, it'll be over sooner than later. I'm married to a nurse, Mimi, retired nurse. She was in nursing school. She was a full-fledged nurse when the HIV came out, and they didn't know what it was. They just knew that there were these people dying like bam, bam, bam within a day or two or three of getting to the hospital.
We have an issue with the way you're holding the phone, and sorry, but it's a lot of that stuff. So maybe if you back it off, that did eliminate the crunching and popping. Yes, it did. Thank you.
Oh well, anything to make you happy.
No, that's so much better.
No, anything to make you happy. I want to make sure that you're happy.
No, it's not about making me happy. It's about being understandable, having the conversation be intelligible. That's all.
All right. Right.
Now, let me ask you this question.
Go ahead, this is better.
What do you think, let's take categories of businesses, places people congregate, and they're not doing it now, and if we were to make, let me just off the top of my head make a list. Let's go churches, concerts, movies, school, let's throw in restaurants. If they did this in phases, what do you think they should open first to give the economy the jolt, the defibrillator to come back? What category first do you think they should say, okay, all clear?
I don't understand your question.
Well, what should they open first to help get this economy back on track if they were to do it that way? If they chose a category and they said, okay, now you can go to church. Now the schools, I know it's summer, but let's say the schools aren't really supposed to be over yet. What do you think is the most essential or important?
Bars and restaurants.
I was going to say
bars and restaurants. Okay. You know, there's just so many. Just, you know, we have this small gesture to say, hey, man. It's
okay, John, here's what this sounds like right now. I don't know what happened, but we lost you again.
I mean, you're really getting to be a pain, okay?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I don't want the emails from people going, hey, we couldn't understand him. I don't want those emails.
You understood that, didn't you?
Yeah, because you cleared it up again. You changed what you were doing. I was going to say restaurants because I think if we can open restaurants up for business, that is such a giant category. It's such a huge part of lots of people's lives, is whether you go once a week, once a month, or every day somewhere to eat. I think restaurants should be toward the top of the list. I think churches, for a lot of people, will be a big deal when they're allowed to go back to church again. You know, some things, back burner, three or four burners back, concerts, okay, not quite as necessary or essential. Doesn't pump quite the same money back into the economy. I have another question for you, and it's this. What is the largest, I read this morning, the largest employer in the United States? Nobody cheat, Mr. Research Head. Largest employer in the United States.
Who I'm going to say Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Okay.
Wow.
Was this 1980?
No,
1999.
I know. It was a joke. It was supposed to be a joke.
Oh. I know it used to be General Motors, but not. I don't think anymore.
I think it's. Is it Disneyland?
It's the military.
Worldwide technology.
More people get paychecks from the military than any other employer in the country.
I'll say the military.
Dan, you got it.
Wow. Way to go, Dan. That's why you're the champion.
Yeah.
Dan, you beat me to it.
Oh, man.
How am I sounding now, Frank?
John, you sound fine.
I'm trying to speak very clearly now,
Frank. It wasn't about enunciation. It was about technique.
Well, I'm trying to do my best because I'm tired of getting yelled at.
No, I didn't. John, I didn't yell.
You did.
Let's put it this way. You're paying really good money for this time. Do you want people to understand you? Yes, of course you do. I'm trying to help you there. I could let it go, and then nobody would know anything you said.
You would never let it go.
No, you're right.
Like to complain.
You're right. So the military, you learn something. If you listen to this show, you get smarter because you learn things. The military is the number one employer in the country.
So let me ask Tim Woodburn this weekend. The NHL Network and Dan Strauss. I'm not going to ask you, Frank, because you're not an anti-sports guy.
You're right. No, I'm not. No, hold on. Hold on a minute. No, I'm not anti. I am not anti-sports. I'm a sports moron. There's a difference. Hold on. In defense, there's a difference between anti-sports and being ignorant about sports. I'm not anti-sports at all.
There's only one way to educate yourself on sports, and that's to start watching some of the sport networks. And right now would be a great time because there's reruns from some of the greatest sporting events ever. This weekend, they played all 16 victories by the St. Louis Blues, the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. So they didn't show the games they lost. They showed the four victories against Winnipeg, the four victories against Dallas, which was just one unbelievable series.
Yes.
And then they showed the four butt kicking that we put on the San Jose Crybaby Sharks. Oh my God.
Yes.
I don't think I could cry anymore. You know, there were three star players that didn't even make the trip. from San Jose to St. Louis. So I don't care how banged up you are, unless you're in intensive care and you're on a ventilator, that you can't support your team, right? Be you know, on the plane, be up, you know, in the locker room before the game, open the press box. They didn't even come to the game.
It's the playoffs too.
Well, yeah. That's very selfish. And I made up an expression one time, and here it is: there is no I in team.
Mm. Wow, incredible!
For not being a sports guy.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, you came
pretty
up with
incredible.
That pretty quickly.
I did.
Something.
I did.
No, someone.
I think people like it.
Tim or Dan or Lime, they whispered, they wrote that down for you.
It does sound like something I would say.
How many people will use it?
So, I was listening earlier, and I got to tell you, the call center bit about the caller from India calling Italy, I mean, we've all had the experience, and I think General Motors has worked very hard to change that because they were getting so many complaints with their GM credit card. It's a Capital One credit card, and the call centers were, so they moved those, and I don't know where they are now, but I do think they're back in the U.S. of A. Nothing against India, but it's just really hard to get communication with a guy that says his name is Sam, and there's no way his name is Sam.
Why is it that we don't get more females when they do that, you know, that overseas tech assistant thing? Why is that? It's almost always, hello, my name is Mike. Why isn't it a woman?
I don't know.
I'm curious. If you think about it, rarely outside this country, I guess other places, they're not allowed to
now,
do... Hello, my name is
Brenda. Now you've just raised another question. When they get into the office and they clock in, do they have to use, like, their English people names? Or, you know, to keep in character, or can they, do like, you know, do they talk to themselves once the phone is hung up? Do they talk to themselves as, you know, using their regular names, or do they all have to use their fake names? You know, like, if they're hanging up,
I think they're
like,
all the guys are, like,
they have the same
here's
name.
Your name, here's your name for the day, Dave.
Dan's right. Dan is right. I did this for a week of my life. Every one of us was named Jack Reed. That was our name. The guy in the cubicle next to me, I'd hear him going, hey, this is Jack Reed.
What's funny is the guy from India calls today, and Limey answers the phone. He's probably thinking, oh, I'm probably going to get one of those annoying Americans again. Oh, no, I got an annoying British guy. Yeah. When did they start hiring these annoying British guys?
Even worse.
A weird Easter. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just, I can't remember. I don't think there's ever been an Easter I didn't go to church. I mean, and I'm not going to, you know, say I'm a holy roller or nothing, but I mean, it is just, I mean, what do they call it? It's like the top five. You know, you got
Christmas Easter, and Easter.
Christmas.
Well, and Easter's a big deal. In Mother's the South, Day. Easter yeah. Sunday in the South is the beginning of essentially a fashion parade. Women break out their spring wardrobes. It was a big deal Easter Sunday when I was a kid. All the kids wore, for the first time of the year, their little white sport coats. We always wore white sport coats.
Are you trying to say that here in Missouri?
I didn't understand anything you just said.
I mean, do you not think that we do the same in Missouri?
I don't know, because I wasn't a little kid in Missouri, so I don't know. I don't know if they wore white sport coats to church.
One of the funniest pictures that I saw on Facebook for Easter Sunday was there's a guy in sweats standing outside of the tomb, and the tomb is empty, and he's on his cell phone. He says, I'm reporting a breach of the stay-at-home order.
I saw that. That's not a guy. That's actually a woman.
Oh, it is?
And she's this horrible woman that called the police on this family having a barbecue in L.A. or something.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what she got famous for.
Gotcha.
I didn't get it. He's in front of a what? A tomb.
In front of the tomb where,
you know,
Jesus was
buried.
Jesus laid in the tomb, and the rock, the boulder was gone, and she's standing right outside the tomb, and the tomb is empty.
I've told you this before. You've told us about when you were raised Catholic and some stories, and I've told you before that a joke like that down where I grew up. You would be kicked out of school. You would be made to stay home and not go out. I'm serious. You do not make jokes.
When I was a kid,
I just said it, didn't I? You don't make jokes that involve Jesus or the tomb, ever.
There's a friend of mine. He is one of the biggest Christians that I know. And he posted that one, and he posted this one as one of my other favorites. And it's a cartoon of all these people standing outside of the tomb. And it said, someone comes walking out, and it said, he's not in there. And it says, oh, wait, he changed his status to risen.
Now, see, that's
changed
funny.
It on, I know.
That's
funny. I know.
But I, every time I hear a joke like that, I go back in time and think about if I laughed at that and my parents saw me laughing at that.
Sacrilegious.
My goodness, I'd have been punished. I got torn apart one time by my dad because I said something about our lawnmower. And I said, I love our new lawnmower. And we were at the dinner table. And he looked at me. He said, what did you say? I said, I love the new lawnmower. He said, we don't love things. We love Jesus. We love God. We don't love things.
Oh,
wow.
No. This is the house
I grew
up in.
Yeah. Wow.
This is how dysfunctional.
Oh, my God.
And no.
Really?
I'll never
forget
it.
You love the lawnmower. Why don't you go out and sleep with it?
I did.
Oh, no.
I waxed it.
No, so much friends go marry it.
I love that lawnmower, but you don't say you love anything but Jesus or God. I'm not kidding. He was serious, too. Mm. Yep. It's amazing that I'm not screwed. Oh, wait a minute.
I'll bet at the next Sunday dinner, Frank said, you know, Dad, I really, 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 really like that lawnmower.
I'm
still here.
Oh, hi, John.
Yeah, we know.
Hey,
keep listening.
I'm still here.
Just keep listening. John. We have good stories.
Hey, just a little while ago, Frank, I couldn't understand a thing you just said.
That is not true.
I mean, not true. When did you start chewing gum when you're doing the show?
Not true.
Wow.
Not true. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce all of you to a guy who does not want... Let me introduce you all to a guy who does not care for constructive criticism or anybody helping him trying to get his money's worth.
Who? I'm the customer.
I mean, yes, that's the point.
The customer is always right. And there's a right way and a wrong way. You could have said, John, hold on just a second, my dear friend, my great friend.
And then what?
Who helped counsel me through all these terrible times that I'm having a lot of times.
Oh,
you know
my
what I mean?
Goodness.
I know these times I'm having a lot of times.
I give up.
God, am I glad I just was able to get a word in edgewise. Man, oh man. Sometimes you go off on a tangent, and I just put the phone down and get back on my computer here and get some work done. But
what is edgewise?
John, please forgive me for trying to help you get your money's worth.
Too late now.
Mm-hmm. It's not too late for your phone number.
We had a good day today, and we're going to continue to have some good days, as I think that we're going to continue to get great news and better reports. There's no doubt that this is a terrible, horrific virus, but we've had other horrific, terrible situations in this country, and we always come out ahead. That's as long as the sensationalized media would give us a break. I'm so sick and tired of hearing. I cannot wait until we're done with the coronavirus. I mean, really, people are well, and I'm so sorry for those that have lost their life. It's terrible, all right? And then the media can get back to bashing, you know, Trump. That's their other favorite thing to do. So let's get this thing over with, get it behind us, but we're still selling cars. We're making transportation dreams come true at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Service parts are open. Everything's online, Londoff.com. I'd give you the phone number at the dealership, but I'm pretty sure that we're shutting down at 5:00. And since I've been ridiculed this entire segment, I'll just go ahead. The phone number is 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And you guys have a great rest of the show, because I'll be listening. No, mm-hmm. no mumbling,
okay.
Frank.
All
no
right.
mumbling.
Go, do me a favor. Go check with your wife and say, Mimi, you probably were listening. Was it really hard to understand what I was saying? And she was going, yeah, thank goodness they called it to your attention and you changed how you were holding the phone.
Won't.
Sure she would.
She would never.
Well, she wouldn't
never,
say, thank
never,
goodness. No. That's my thing. She wouldn't say
no, that. She would say, I can't believe that Frank kept ridiculing you and interrupting you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Right, John. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Before we hit Josh's theme, one of the things that I just want to point out to anybody who doesn't get what the mass media does and what they are, I guess, are pretty successful at doing when they do it, and that is to, without saying a word, put ideas in our heads and slant things. And here's the best example, and I saw it as recently as this morning. When they cut to a reporter who is standing in the middle of nowhere, no one near them, and the reporter is wearing a mask. What do you think does and puts in the heads of people? It is absolutely unnecessary. It's ridiculous, but there's a reason for it. They have an agenda, and this is one of the ways they're getting their message out there. Here's my quiet Facebook time all the time. There.
Well, okay. So
Facebook notifications from anybody.
So funny story about that, Frank. My dad is similar to your age, and I got a friend request this afternoon.
Really old?
Well, not really
you
old.
You know what? Unnecessary.
I got a friend request from my dad this afternoon. I'm like, seriously? My dad has Facebook? So
are
I look
serious?
At the. I looked
he
at the picture.
He said, seriously, that means he's serious. Who is that girl?
So I had to do a double take at the picture, and I called my dad on the way up here. I'm like, Dad, did you get on Facebook?
You're right, it's a scam.
I did. I really, because my dad is like,
it's the exact
never.
Same.
Yeah. I said, Dad, did you really get on Facebook? He says, yeah, I heard there were good fishing reports at Lake of the Ozarks on Facebook. I'm like, Dad.
My mom, God bless her, she was trying to get back into her old Facebook account but couldn't remember the password or anything like that. So she just created a completely new Facebook account and sent it out to all of the family. And I was getting messages from the cousins being like,
sure.
Is this really your mom? Is she for real? So.
Yeah. That's a real problem. Yeah.
Limey, how old is your mom?
My mom is 64, 65. 65.
Yeah, she's still young 65. Enough to get with it and get into it. She'd do that.
She's still
I think it scares a lot of older people.
Sure.
They don't even want to try to figure any of this stuff out. And then once they do, it's like a runaway train.
Yeah.
They can't stay away from it.
My grandpa was on it.
Yeah. Prior to that, they had crossword puzzles. Now they got, whoa, let's check in and see what my granddaughter's doing. Yeah, it opens up a whole new life.
So speaking of Facebook, too, stop, if you're on Facebook, stop filling out the quizzes and games where you list your cars and your mother's maiden name.
Yep.
Every one of those questions can be used as a security question for recovering passwords. You don't realize you're giving away your recovery password or your recovery questions. Stop.
When did the mother's maiden name thing? I mean, that's been around for forever.
Right.
Why that question?
I saw someone post something the other day. I was born a Smith and now I'm married. I'm a Cochran. Why?
I'm a cock ring.
No, wow.
I didn't. Hey, now.
It's a pretty standard question that if you try and run a credit report on yourself, they'll ask you that specific question as a security question.
Sure.
And so somebody gets your credit report, they know all your accounts, they know what balances you have.
Sure.
Another common one is your first dog, your first pet's name,
street
stuff
you
like
lived
that.
On.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And how many of you have ever put it, and then you forgot what your own answer was? I've done that. I thought,
all the time.
I forgot what answer I put in there.
That's why password managers are important.
Yeah, I think, though, that the maiden name, it really does make sense because there's no way that someone else would know your mother's maiden name. It's actually a
close
good question.
Friends.
I get it.
Yeah, close friends, I think.
They'd have to be, real close.
Yeah, grew up with for a long time,
Or hire a PI.
Yeah, Tim knows everybody.
Well, and the street you lived on as a kid, the problem with that is somebody moves around a lot, but
right.
We didn't, so that was easy for me. I got this. I guess they make sense. You want to talk to Brian?
Let's talk to Brian.
Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hey, Josh. AM and the PM.
Hey, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
And Frank, the PC police are going to be calling. They, you can't use the word maiden anymore. At least I don't think you can.
Oh, what? Really?
Who knows? I've read
you can't that, use maiden anymore? They you still, cannot they, use maiden
oh,
anymore?
They use it in that question. They still have it in that question, mother's maiden name. What are you supposed to call it?
You can't win nowadays, so you just can't win.
You can't.
And so the, real quick, I had sent a text, but can you guys check? You remember when you had that elderly gentleman on who didn't want to be visited, and you remember you interviewed him last year? Make sure he's doing okay during the coronavirus. The guy
oh,
who
that's right.
did not want people to visit. I would love for you guys not to visit him, but just call him and make sure he's doing okay.
I can't remember he's his already name. Was, his name was Tom or something. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he reminded me of Colonel Nottingham, the voice, but it was a different guy. I know
he did. Too. He did sound like the Colonel. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see, so we'll see if we can get in touch with him. It's a good idea.
Yeah. My quick question is, with an iPad and the batteries that die, is it worth it, Josh, to get the battery changed? And if, other places that will change the battery and an iPad? It seems like I can't find people that do that.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Doesn't that Batteries Plus do stuff like that?
Batteries Plus might. Okay. You checked them, Brian?
Yeah, I did. They don't do that. They told me they'll go to the Apple store, of course.
Well, sure, yeah.
Buy the new iPad. So.
You know, that's a really good question. I know places do iPhone batteries. I don't know. I haven't really heard of anyone doing an iPad battery. You could, there was a phone repair place called Foxpaw in the St. Louis area that had kiosks at grocery stores and you could drop your phone off. I'm pretty sure they did iPad repairs. It would be worth checking maybe with them. And that is a really good question. I don't know the answer to that. I'll have to look it up.
If I ever find out, I'll check them out. But if I find that they do, I'll let you know. And if I find another place that does it, I'll let you know because, you know, they're wanting you to buy a new iPad, and what's the point? So you can just upgrade the software. It's just the battery seems to
Yeah, die. Okay, so that's a good point. If the iPad is still in the update support arena, so, you know, it's under a certain age or it hasn't aged out of getting the newest OS updates, then, yeah, it likely would be much cheaper to replace the battery than replacing the entire device. A quick Google search says there's a couple places in St. Louis. I don't know about saying them on the air because they don't advertise, but it seems like there's a couple places in St. Louis that might do it that you could check with. At least make a phone call and see.
I'll do that.
The site I found, Engadget, says that Apple will replace your iPad battery.
Will replace your iPad battery. Will replace your iPad battery. Will replace your iPad battery.
Oh, that's bravo.
Well, he asked us to say it. He asked us to say it three times.
I know. You did. You're doing good.
Yeah.
You
don't even try. Londo probably couldn't.
$105.95.
Wow, Josh. Wow. There goes your car. There goes your next deal on a car.
No AM in the PM discount for you.
And Brian, go to Engadget, engadget.com. They have a big story on that about there. It's $105.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's not
bad
at all.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Brian. Always a pleasure. You too. And Tom is next. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh. This is Tom Rutnowski. I just want to say I am AM in the PM.
Love to hear it. Hey, Tom.
Thank you.
Hey, my question for you is, I live in Columbia, Missouri, and I listen to you guys. I podcast you through the station's podcast. The commercial comes in fine. You know, it comes in normal audio, and I don't have to turn up my radio. But when the show comes on, I've got to turn it up, like, all the way to, like, 40 in my car to be able to hear you guys. And then when you guys get off, you know, the air on in the commercial place, boom, it just blasts loud in my ears again. Is there a setting on my phone or something that I'm doing wrong to get it recorded differently?
Are you using the 590 app or are you using a podcast app?
I'm going through 590 to get the podcast, I believe.
So you're using the 590 app? Not the website, but the actual app that you downloaded, right?
Yeah, it's 590. And, you know, I used to do it off of Mark Fantastic, or whatever that was, that used to always podcast the show.
A Okay, but the question is, do you have the actual app downloaded where you just tap the app, or are you doing it streaming on a website?
Yeah, so Tom, there's a couple different ways to get the content. As long if you're not listening to it live through the 590 app, which you can do, if you're utilizing the podcast feature of, you know, yesterday's shows or last week's shows, you can also do that.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, so you can do that through the 590 app. The other option that you could do would be use another podcasting app like Stitcher or Google Podcast or Apple iTunes Podcast and subscribe to Frank's show through that as well, and see if that makes a difference. There might be a normalized audio setting somewhere in there where it would prevent something that's coming in super high level from playing at that really high level. I'll have to listen in my truck on the way home through the app and see
Josh, why couldn't every phone have an automatic leveling feature?
It would make a lot of sense.
I know they've had them on TVs before.
Sure.
Commercials. That seems to me like that would be so easy. It just levels the, because on my playlist, on my music, Tom, when I go to, it's so aggravating to me. I listen to one song and the very next song is like 70% of the volume. And they were recorded, they were both downloaded from iTunes, but the recording levels are different, so the playback levels are different. And I've always wondered about the same thing. Well, how about a setting to automatically just equalize all that stuff?
Yeah, I agree.
And I think every app, you're going to have the same issue with every app, because at the old station, same thing. People used to go to the app and go, this is louder, and this is not as loud, this is not. And I don't know that there is any app anywhere where somebody has figured that out. I think it's an issue most everywhere with streaming.
And I think a lot of it, Tom, comes in where when the file is created for the audio, and it may not be this way either, because the ads may be another file, and that file is louder or has a higher gain than what the audio of the podcast has. I would try another podcast app and try subscribing to Frank's show that way and see if the same problem exists.
Okay, thanks so much. I really appreciate your help.
All right,
Tom.
Thanks,
Tom.
Thank
you.
And once again, AM and PM.
Thank you very much. Now, that guy sounded like he was in a really good mood, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he did. Just,
right from the very beginning, I think that's what being AM and the PM does for people. It makes them nicer and in a better mood. Let's find out if that's true with Steve. Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh Bauman.
Hey, Steve.
I got a pretty complicated question here, I guess. Let me turn this radio down.
That's a good idea.
What's the square root of pi?
Yeah, I know. 3.14, I know. But anyway, I got a new phone. I got a Galaxy now and an Android.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I got this iPad that I read on every night.
Sure.
And I had to get more G's or whatever, so I paid 99 cents more a month.
Okay.
And I just got a phone saying that they can't accept my payment because I got a new debit card, and it don't end in the same four numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yep.
And so I don't know that I need that anymore. The only thing I'm doing is reading books on there, but
okay.
I don't know how to go to Apple iTunes.
Okay.
And change my credit card information.
Sure. So I'm assuming before you had the Galaxy phone, you had an Apple phone. Is that correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and your storage that you had...
I had an Apple iPad.
Sure. And you probably had to buy more storage because you had a bunch of phone or a bunch of pictures or videos or something, and you were sharing the storage between your iPad and your iPhone. What you can do, it may be easier just to call iTunes support and tell them what you've got going on, that you want to lower your storage. But if you can get on your iPad and open up your iTunes account or go into settings and look at your backup, there's likely backups from your old phone that you could delete, and that would free up a bunch of space. And then that would likely get you under that threshold to where you no longer had to pay for more storage. The high.
Say something about that they're going to go to. I wouldn't have 5G no more or something if I don't fix this problem.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right because you've got a Galaxy phone now, so that Apple really has nothing to do with your phone at this point. The high and low of it, I would start with iTunes support. Give them a call. Tell them you no longer have your iPhone and you want to lower your storage. You don't want to pay for storage anymore. And they'll be able to help you out. I'm sure you can do it through the settings app on your phone as well, or if you go to the My Account, I think it's myaccount.apple.com, you can make account settings there as well. Changes there, I mean.
But it's not an iPhone no more, you understand?
Right, yeah. So the storage that you're paying for was, I'm assuming, was likely more iCloud storage because you had an iPhone and an iPad. And now that you only have one, you don't need all of that storage.
Okay, so who do I contact? You said this
iTunes.
Apple? I
mean, yeah, Apple iTunes. If you go to Apple's page and look for a support phone number, there should be a 1-800 number that you can call to get a hold of iTunes support, and they should help you out no problem. This should not be a big deal for them.
Just Google iTunes support.
Yep, Google iTunes support phone number. As long as it has Apple in the URL, you're likely okay. And the other route to go with this, since they're declining payment because you changed your debit card, realistically, if you don't lower your storage requirement or stop paying, they're just not going to charge you anymore, and they're going to get rid of that storage anyway. But
that's what they're saying. They're saying I could go from like 5G to 4G if I don't continue this payment.
My assumption is that's gigabyte storage, not cell service.
I could just not pay this and just be good.
Yeah, I chances are you could not pay it and be fine. Yes,
you'll either be fine, Steve. Or someone will come to your door and cuff you, and you will go to jail. Mm-hmm. One or the other. I'd take the chance. Just don't pay it.
And worst case scenario, if you don't pay it and you need it, you call them and say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I got a new credit card number. My bad. Here's my new one," and it'll all work out. It'll be fine.
All right. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
All right. All right.
Thank you, Steve. I can't believe this. We're a minute and a half away. What do you want to wrap this thing up with?
So, Google is going to start displaying virtual care options. So if you're sick and you do a Google search for the local hospital or a local urgent care, as long as those facilities have gone in and entered that they have virtual care, meaning you can have a doctor's appointment virtually, you can see them like you do with video chat or via video chat, Google will return those results in the search result now. So you don't have to go to the hospital as frequently as long as your facility has virtual care, which is pretty cool that they're going to start doing that.
And there's going to be a lot more of that.
Oh, you better believe it. Jackson has an appointment with a doctor Thursday, and it was supposed to be face-to-face, and they called us this morning and said, "Hey, can we do a virtual appointment? We don't want you to come into the doctor's office if you don't have to." And it's like, wow. Heck yeah, that's awesome. So
it's the next best thing to a house call.
I agree.
All right. You know how to wrap this up, I think.
I'm Josh the Tech Guy, and it's time to say bye.
Okay, there he is. And I do every week get people who want to know your email address.
Sure.
Throw that out there, too.
JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Josh Bauman, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Speaking of Window World, let me read you this very brief email that I got over the weekend. Says, "Frank, I got my new Window World sliding door installed. It looks great. The installers were great. They showed up early. They finished quickly. Lifetime glass replacement for whatever dumb ASSSH that I might do." And then in parentheses, he puts "weed eater." So apparently, this guy has already had an experience with knocking out a window with his weed eater. He says, "I made sure they knew I was AM and the PM. Tony in Collinsville, thank you. Thank you for the feedback on Window World. It is never a surprise when I hear good things about Window World." Now, I have some other good news to share, and this actually really surprised me over the weekend. I was very I wasn't convinced, but I was pretty sure that this year for the trivia night, we might have a little more trouble raising money. And this year, the money goes for Action for Autism. If you remember, it was only a week ago that I came on and shared the offer from a loyal listener, a very generous guy, who said, I will match the first five $1,000 pledges you get with an equal $1,000, up to $5,000. So you get five of those people, match it for five, you've got 10 grand. In 1 week, I already have $3,000 of the $5,000. That is incredible to me, considering this trivia night now is not until August. So the people that I must thank are, first up was Bill, who has already sent his check in. Next is Don, and then Jim. And I spoke with Jim on the phone this morning. These people are they're so generous and such loyal listeners. Thanks to each of you for your $1,000. Three matched by three is six. I need two more $1,000 pledges. And ladies, where are you? Where are you, ladies? You know you're out there and you have some money. Come on, jump in here. Every year it seems like it's men that do most of the heavy lifting here. Let us know you're out there, because we know you are. I get emails, we get the calls, a lot of women listening. Cough it up if you have the money. We need two more $1,000 pledges, and then those will all be matched with a five. That's 10, and we're on our way. And I might add, I already have another $4,000 pledge, so we're at 14 grand already if we just get two more $1,000 pledges. Thank you so much again to Bill and Don and to Jim. You really surprised me in this last week, coming through so quickly to help Action for Autism. So thank you. Beyond that, you know the website, I hope, windowworldst.louis.com. Stick around, it's Playhouse time after the news. 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here to